It had been at least 10 years since I collected aluminum cans to cash them in, and I hadn't thought about it until recently when I met Joel Littman, who runs Texas Recycling Surplus of Dallas.
The newspaper, aluminum cans, office paper have a value to it, and that we pay for. And that gives the public an incentive to save their material and recycle it, keep it out of the landfill.
He says bring a lot or bring a little.
You know, how much do they need to bring it down to us? Well, we'll take from 1 pound on up.
A pound of cans will net you 35 cents.
Which compared to last summer was about double that price.
And 10 pounds of newspaper.
Newspaper right now is around 2 cents a pound. So a penny to 2 cents a pound, so 5 pounds would get you about 10 cents. So you may want to hold up a little more or save a little more.
He tells me they've got a steady flow of traffic, but had more when times were better.
With the price of gas, we may not get as many people.
Or as much money from the big dealers they work with, which leads us inevitably to the recession. Commodity prices are fetching about half of what they did last summer in this supply and demand business. For example, a lot of the paper that Littman ships off is used by the tissue industry in what they call the away from home market.
It's used to make tissue for napkins, paper towels. So if fewer people are traveling, staying in a hotel or eating out, there's going to be less demand for napkins. When you get your little cocktail napkin on a plane, that's made from material that we sell to paper mills.
By the way, one business that's pretty hot is document destruction. Littman's company does that too in an environmentally sensitive sort of way.
And the paper that we shred for customers, it is also recycled and back into paper towels and napkins.
With the greener side, I'm Barbara Schwartz on News Radio 1080 KRLD.